to their lives have made our lives impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only are we in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we were to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was death by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial. No man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, let us die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment, or Jack, he said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. What's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm sorry, just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, you know. So, my opinion is that we be kind to children and be go back, we won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. There's no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You're going to have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get the people who caused this stuff. And if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, you go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. The people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine. Is it too late for Russia? Here's why it's too late for Russia. They're killed. They told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative. Thank you.